We left them all because they keep a lot of false man-made traditions. And if you study, I don't know how much you've studied.
But if you study, what you'll find out is... What you'll find out is that the gospel that they preach is not a consistent with what the New Testament early saints preach. The Christmas and Easter pagan holidays. Have you ever studied all of that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Building-centered faith, nothing wrong with the building, but having like a church where you go and having ritual services versus being the ecclesia, the called out ones, the holy bride of Christ. All those things make sense to you? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, right? And so what we asked the Anabaptists to do, because you can see how my wife dresses, we've come out of the world, we were worldly people, and we looked at the Anabaptists and we thought, can we unite to them? But the Bible says to not unite to sin, and because of all the false man-made traditions, Jesus says in Mark 7, if we worship in false man-made traditions, we worship God in vain. Mm-hmm. Ever thought about that?
No, well, I have thought about that. I've never thought about it with that verse.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he called them out for washing of pots and cups. What would he call the Mennonites out for? Naming themselves after a man? You think Menno was a godly man. You think he'd be happy you guys named a building after him?
I doubt it.
Why would you carry that name, sir?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's something for you to ponder. And if you really want to follow Christ, you have to come out of all that and lose it. Mm-hmm. Even if it costs you fellowship. Because do we worship God first or fellowship first?
Definitely God.
So do you go on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go on my website, don'tperish.com, for free, and you'll find a lot of articles on... Yeah, I'm going to let you go because we had little ones once. We have a lot of articles on the Anabaptist faith, and my contact info is on there, and if I could ever help you to go deeper, don't be lost in your man-made traditions. God hates man-made traditions more than he hates the sin of the world. He hates religious hypocrisy. You know that? The Bible says you must be born again. If you're born again, you've repented and placed your faith in the shed blood of Christ, you know what the fruit that you're born again is? Holiness and obedience. Come out of the world. Come out of man-made religion. And my offer to you is, you got my info. If I'm wrong, you and your elders contact me. I want to know why I'm wrong. Why should I be united to you or this place or whatever? By the way, we're familiar with Kirksville. We have a homestead in Rocky Mount.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're familiar with that whole area. Brookfield, Kirksville. Kirksville's even further, but Brookfield, that whole area up there.
Yeah.
But I would challenge you to go deeper and test your faith.
Yeah.
To make sure you're really of God, not just keeping a form of religion that's going to lead you out of the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Good talking
to you. Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.